शांति 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 ओम। ग्रीटिंग्स एंड सैल्यूटेशन। आई वेलकम यू विथ ऑल माय हार्ट इन दिस गुड थिंग विथ यू अगेन दिस ब्यूटीफुल थर्सडे इवनिंग। मेनी ऑफ यू कम हियर because you think I know something and you want a piece of the something that I know. You believe that something will make you become self-realized, perhaps. But in truth, I know nothing. Then you come to me because you want a piece of the nothing. And you think if you know nothing, you'll become self-realized. But in truth, you have to know something to know nothing. And this is something that we'll talk about tonight. What do you have to be to become nothing? What do you have to know to be nothing? To be nothing is a misnomer, for you make the nothing into something. If you're trying to be nothing, then you're trying to be something, aren't you? Because the nothing is something that you're trying to become. Consequently, you should never strive to be nothing, and you should never strive to be something. Well, they're both erroneous concepts. None of them really exist. The question, therefore, is, if something doesn't exist and nothing doesn't exist, well, what is? And the answer is silence. Absolute silence. For the human mind, the human thinking, the human thoughts can never comprehend what silence is. You try to put it into words and you spoil it. There are no words that can interpret the silence. For when you go into the true silence, you go beyond nothing and something. Yet, everyone who's experienced true silence who has gone beyond nothing and something has appeared to have to first become something and nothing in order to be sound. There's something you have to know. Number one, nothing is as it appears. You have to feel this deep in your heart. Nothing in this whole universe is as it appears. So you cannot be fooled by appearances. You do not allow the appearance to get to you, to make you feel this way or that way. No matter what the appearance may be. You are to look look at the appearances, he would look at the mirage. And this is scientific. Well, the appearance will change sooner or later anyway. Therefore, when you feel something from an experience, it is subject to change, you will not be the same again. This is why the average person keeps going up and down like a yo-yo. They respond to a condition, then the condition changes and they respond differently to the same condition. And this changes, they respond again to the condition. They keep responding again and again to what they see as a condition. Number two, do not say that the world is Maya. When you say the world is Maya, that's a concept you have. And this is a non-duality concept, but nevertheless it's a concept. We're holding on to the fact that the world is Maya. In reality, Maya does not exist. There is no Maya. Therefore, everything that appears to come from Maya must also not exist. Do you follow this? Whatever you think does not exist is a concept. It becomes a thing, something to hold on to. You go around saying, everything is Maya. Everything is Maya, the universe does not exist. But then Maya exists, the universe is a big mistake you're making. What do you think Maya exists? What is Maya? An illusion. To whom comes the illusion? To the one who believes Maya is a concept. Maya is a thing. A belief. In other words, everything that you believe up to this point is erroneous. And it should be dropped. The same is true with the words of absolute reality, pure awareness, Brahman, Satchidananda. These things become a safe haven for you. And if you go back from your full realization, you're holding on to these beliefs that there is absolute reality, there is Satchitananda, there is Nirvana. Where would these things come from except from your own mind? It is you who gave these things names. We have given names to something we do not understand. We call it reality. What is reality? Something that never changes. If there's something that never changes, it becomes a concept. And you hold on to that. Is it any wonder such few people are self-realized? Is it any wonder that certain people only are liberated? Very few people are liberated? or we have simply exchanged terms. We say the world does not exist, but Maya exists. We say everything comes from consciousness. Everything comes from the absolute reality. We merely change words, change terms. There is no absolute reality. There is no Satchitananda. There is no Brahman. It is we who made these terms up. I don't feel safe and secure by holding on to them. At one time we used to say, God is with me. Now we say, consciousness is with me. Or I am the absolute reality. We've just changed the names, that's all we've done. Number three is, you are not even the silence. Well, as long as you can express the word silence, that's not it. You have to get to the place where you have absolutely nothing to hold on to. Nothing to lean against. Even when Buddha said to take refuge in the Buddha, take refuge in the Sangha, take refuge in the Eightfold Path, this again is a mistake. I'm not saying the Buddha made a mistake. What I'm saying is the reason he said this is because he was speaking to ignorant people who had to hold on to something. The Buddha realized there's nothing to hold on to. There never was anything to hold on to. Even when you're told you're total freedom, the word freedom becomes a concept for you. As long as you can lean into it, as long as you can hold on to it, and you feel good in it, it's a mistake. Again, this is the reason so few people self-realize. You're holding on to something. You're attached to something. Whether it's a teaching, or a person, or a satsang, or a sangha. You can never become free while you're attached to something. So the question is, what should I do? You do exactly what you're doing now. But you do not think about it. This is the important point. You do not try to find some new profound teaching that will give you new words our new method, our new rules and regulations. You merely do what you're doing now, and you do not think about it. You do not attempt to analyze it. You do not think this teaching is higher than any other teaching. You leave yourself alone. When you learn to leave yourself alone, in body and in mind, you have arrived. Do not ask, where have I arrived? What have I arrived? This spoils the whole thing. This is what I'm trying to explain to you. Do not look at something that I say and attempt to analyze it, tear it apart, try to make something out of it, or take refuge in it. Just be. Be neither this nor that. If you're only able to do what I tell you, you would immediately feel a tremendous happiness, a tremendous bliss inside of you. You would feel a tremendous joy welling up within yourself. This happiness, this bliss, and this joy is your very nature. It has nothing to do with words, places, or things. It is what you are when you let go of everything that you've been holding on to. Some of us have formed so many habits of holding on to something that we do not know we're holding on to it. You may be holding on to a belief that has become totally integrated in your thinking, in your thoughts, in your body, in your mind, and you don't even know you're holding on to it. You may be holding on to some type of concept that you've had for many years. You're not aware of because it's integrated within you. So how do we deal with this? How do you deal with this? You just remain as you are. You remain exactly as you are. This is why, when you meet a liberated person, they appear to be just like you. For there's nothing to get rid of. There's really nothing to drop. Remember, when you try to get rid of something, when you try to drop something, you believe in yourself, there's something that you've got to drop. See what I'm saying? There's something there that has to be gotten rid of. And this keeps you back. There never was anything that you had to get rid of. There never was anything that has been interfering with your freedom. I suppose you can only feel this, what I'm saying to you, when you're living in the moment. When you learn to be spontaneous in the moment. Always remember this truth. When you try to change yourself, when you try practicing sadness, when you try to get rid of a feeling or an emotion, you are really saying to yourself, I've got this something that's interfering in my spiritual life and I have to get rid of it. Where does this something come from that you have to get rid of it? The truth is you never had it in the first place. There never was anything that overwhelmed you, that caused you pain, that made you think that you're not enlightened, or you're not good enough. These things never existed for you to begin with. Consequently, why would you have to get rid of something that doesn't exist? Why would you spend years upon years of working on yourself trying to get rid of something that doesn't exist? Trying to improve yourself when there's nothing to improve. There is only that, and that doesn't exist. So where are we? Nowhere. We're absolutely nowhere. And that's exactly where we should be. Nowhere. Knowing nothing. This is total emptiness. Remember all of your beliefs, all of your concepts, all of your ideas, all of your dogmas, all of your religious training. It comes from false imagination. You have imagined that karma has put you here and you have a role to play on this earth. And then you have to get rid of your karma and you spend many years working on yourself to get rid of the karma that you never had to begin with. Think back in retrospect into your life. See all the things that you've been playing with all these years. The things you've been trying to remove from yourself. Trying to attain something. Trying to get rid of a bad habit. Both are erroneous. There's no realization, there's no liberation, there's no bondage. There's no false imagination. So you have nothing. And I tell you, there's no nothing. So where are you? Where are you? Exactly where you're supposed to be. Here. Doing nothing. Isn't that wonderful? To know that you're in the right place. There never was a time when you were in the wrong place. You are here. It means that you're nowhere. You're neither here nor there. You're neither up nor down. You're neither forward nor backward. What I have done is I have pulled away all of your crutches and everything you've been holding on to or leaning against. Now you're absolutely free. But again, there's nobody to become free. So we go back to the same question. What are you? Catch yourself when you want to answer that question. You can't say you're something, you can't say you're nothing. Don't you see where this is leading to? Just by knowing this, it should make you feel peaceful, more peaceful than you've ever felt in years. You should begin to feel happy, for no reason at all, total happiness. When you think about this and you realize that you're not something and you're not nothing, there's nothing else to say after that. Nothing else to do after that. Nothing to become, nothing to achieve. You're totally free. And there's nothing to think about. The point is, when you have nothing to hold on to, when you realize you're not something, you're not nothing, there has to be complete silence. You have nothing else to say to yourself. The thoughts stop. You should find it happening right now. The thoughts just stop by themselves. Where there's no one left to think anything. The thinker has been totally destroyed. If there's no thinker, how can there be thoughts? Isn't it beautiful? Do you feel what I'm talking about? You've gone beyond everything. You've gone beyond everything that exists and does not exist. You've gone beyond everything that appears and does not appear. You've gone beyond everything that thinks and does not think. You are now totally, absolutely, wholeheartedly free. Shanti, 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 peace. Feel free to ask any questions.
Vaishnava, though I say thank you to you. And I felt the degree of freeness at the point where he said there was no false imagination. So.
Isn't it wonderful to know that you have peace and harmony inside of you? That you have bliss inside of you? And that the world has absolutely nothing to do with it? The world can become anything it wants, it can change, it cannot change. It can rain, it can snow. It can have an earthquake. This can never affect you. It can never affect the peace that's within you, the happiness that you have. And you're all feeling this. This is good. You are the one. It's wonderful when you begin to feel that you do not have to go anywhere to find happiness. You do not have to meet certain people or be in a certain place. Happiness, love, peace, bliss is exactly where you are right now. You are that. And isn't it wonderful to realize that you have nothing to change in yourself? Well, there was anything wrong to begin with. If you'd like to express how you feel, feel free to do so. Or feel free not to do so. This is why all sages have tried to explain that reality is the easiest thing in the world to attain. And there's absolutely nothing you have to do to attain it. Just be yourself. Who are people like us?
Someone like me. You know, I can understand what you're saying that I'm something and I'm not nothing. But I don't really have that experience. And how do I get that experience without chanting for hours and hours? You know, it seems like it doesn't come that easy.
We're talking about the habit that you would. This is how many years that you have to chant and chant for hours. This is not so. Who says you have to do this?
Well, I mean, you just, you know, I mean, I've taught that with you. I chant all the names.
This is fun chanting, but it's absolutely nothing to do with realization.
But I mean, where you see the world in terms of form, how can you make
if you do something, you're just changing one situation to another situation. By doing nothing, you're changing something to another situation also. But with just being and realizing it's not this or that, it's not up or down, just being yourself, then you remain in the silence, there's nothing to say, there's nothing to do, and you just are. And you are yourself, that's what you've always been. No, you don't remind yourself at all. Because when you remind yourself, you're going to remind you of yourself. What you do is just take a look at this situation. You just observe the situation. You pull everything back inside to the source where it was. You just remind yourself. Remain the silence without words or thoughts. This is because you're used to thinking something exists.
And to break that habit.
To break that habit, you just keep still. You've made the self from the non-self. And you can see it clearly, and you just become what you've always been. When I speak to you this way, perhaps a word that I say to you can cause a tremendous change in you. Perhaps by following what I tell you to do will cause a tremendous change in you. By listening, something will hit a nerve inside. and everything will melt and disappear. But you must make it hard for yourself by believing thoughts that you have to do certain things, you have to say certain prayers, do certain chants, drop all that kind of thinking, and just be. Just be yourself. You're neither this nor that. If you're nothing that you can talk about or imagine, then your mind becomes still. And when your mind becomes still, you're already home. So learn to observe the part of you that tells you there's something you've got to do, and it's hard. Observe that in you. And when you're not responsible, it will go away. And it'll be fine. You're already firm.
The place
of
quiet mind, witness, still goes steps.
You still what?
Still goes steps. But there's a place to get in the room, the quiet room. You're still waiting. Still set to leave. Quiet.
As long as you believe it's for me, then it's for me. Why do you want to believe it's for me? Believe nothing. Just be yourself. Do not think of steps you have to take. Or me, and I, or you. Forget about all these things. Be without motive. Be without a quest to hold on to. Be without a teaching. Be totally empty. Totally spaceless. Beyond all concepts, beyond all space, beyond all thoughts, beyond all doing. The source. Whatever the source is, you are that. The breeze blows. That's neither good nor bad. To some people it's good, to some people it's bad. But the breeze in itself is neither good nor bad. It's just a breeze. This is what we have to become. We just are. We're neither this nor that. Mary was like to with him.
For a Yani who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the Yani only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is, and what he is, and eternally was. The first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the Yani rests in his own essential nature, his own Svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless, consciousness, and bliss. The following assertions made by a Yani constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom, absolute. A Yani lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchitananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary. Do we have any announcements?
No. There are transcripts on the table for the new people, and they are free. However, if you care to donate, that's quite all right. And we will be having the box filled with the transcripts that are missing. They'll be coming shortly. did. That's all right. It's all right with Robert. Tony wants to make an announcement.
Sure.
Wasn't able to get these copied, but there is a Mahashakti Yajna fire ceremony for world peace. It actually began tonight, but it goes on tomorrow, 10 to 1 p.m., 6 to 10 p.m., and Saturday, 10 to 1 p.m. And session consists of a precise performance of prayers, invocations, offerings to fire, and chanting. And $35 per session, and that takes place out at the Hindu temple on Las Virgenes Road this weekend. And there's a lot of Brahmin priests there, and according to what they say here, great benefits.
Thank you, Tom. Remember to love yourself, to worship yourself, to pray to yourself, to bow to yourself, for God dwells in you as you. God bless you, peace, Om Shanti. We now have prasad. Feel free to enjoy. Some wonderful cookies. Partake of them. Enjoy them. We have some dipped chocolate. We dip the chocolate.